Hello?
Hello.
Okay, great. I want to get in and do a meditation now and a meditation later. And so I want to ask you, for those of you that were able to do the meditation, do you have any questions about the meditation? Oh, that's such a good thing. Okay. Now, ideally, of course, and this is an ideal situation, all of you would be able to sit down about 15 minutes before class and do the meditation so you could clean out and it sets your energy and you release your day, and then we can all be present in class together, and you're ready to go and your energy is ready to go, so we can do additional meditations on top of that. And we can expand and go into more advanced work. So in the coming weeks, that would be my wish for all of you. I'm not going to say you absolutely have to do that because we're all adult women and we certainly know how to manage our time or not. And so I just encourage you to do that because it will allow you to enjoy class more and get more out of class, and we'll be able to expand the energy and build much more quickly. I am going to take you through this meditation again today. I'm going to take you through it just a little bit faster than we did it last time, and then we will take just a slight break. I want to check in with everyone, and then we'll go back and we'll do another level of meditation. So before we get into this, if you would pull that karmic release sheet from Chapter 2, which is, I can tell it's full moon. Wait a minute. I thought I gave it to you. I had marked. Okay, it is page C2.4. And it'd be nice if you would have that handy for the second part of this meditation. So, here we go. Deep breath. And, of course, that's the electrical breath. And go inside and say hello and your name and I love me. And feel your vibration of truth within your body. Another deep breath and expand your energy field so it's a full 20 inches all the way around you. And little gold cords from the top of your head to the top four points of your aura. And little gold cords from the top of your head, the top of your seventh, to the bottom four points of your aura. Deep breath. Hello to Mother Earth and Mother of Water. And drop your grounding. Stay up in your body. Drop your grounding from your first chakra, that beam of light, whatever color you choose it to be, all the way down through the earth, right to the center of the earth where your nameplate is, and allow that light to wrap around it. Good. Now, as you breathe another deep breath, allow that beam of light to expand to the width of your aura and be integrated with your aura. Good. Okay, deep breath, grounding your ovaries, little beams of gold light right down through the center of your aura, right down to your nameplate, and wrapping around. And receiving that healing energy back up from Mother Earth and Mother of Water. Other end. Deep breath. Hello, Father Sky, Brother Sun, Sister Moon, grandmothers and grandfathers of all. And allow your universal connection to go up. Stay in your body to the center of our universe. Excellent. And as it comes down, allow it to expand and integrate with the upper part of your aura. Great. Now you are one energy field from the center of the earth to the center of the universe, and from the center of the universe to the center of the earth. This is the Holy Trinity. Okay, let's do the chakra clean out, and then we're going to add some more. So gold dots in the 6th, 7th, high forehead, center of the head. And as you breathe and you place that gold dot there, remember that you move energy with the breath, so everything gets easier with the breath. So deep breath, gold dot in the center of the 5th, the cleft of the throat. And gold dot at the 3rd, at the sternum, the base of the sternum, your power center. Deep breath, gold dot at the 2nd, at the top of the uterus, center of the body. And, of course, gold dot at the 1st, the base of the spine, center of the body. And we did add the 9th and the 8th, so let's go down gold dot at the center of the 9th, that large chakra below your feet. And gold dot at the 8th chakra, which is 18 inches above your head. Nice. Now, we're going to clean out from bottom up. So, starting at the 9th, deep breaths. Hello, thank you, goodbye, and allow that energy to expand in all directions. Be a gold sphere out, releasing all the energy that you've picked up inappropriately and allowing you to receive greater energy from the earth and the universe. And let that chakra come back to its appropriate size for this work. Okay, coming up for chakra. Deep breath, hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand the gold in all directions. And allow it to move out and release and transmute anything and everything that does not belong to you. And coming back to a size that's comfortable for your body. Okay, second chakra. Deep breath, hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand. And let it come back to a size that's comfortable for your body. Okay, third chakra, right at the base of the sternum. Deep breath. Hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand. Really let it go. Full moons make us a little tense, a little nervous, so we tend to clench in that third chakra area. So really let all that energy go. Know that you are safe and protected. And then let that chakra come back to a size that's comfortable for your body. Good. Heart chakra, center of the chest. Deep breath. Hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand. And, of course, let it come back to a size that's comfortable for your body. Okay, fifth chakra, the cleft of the throat. And remember that this is going to expand across your shoulders and down your arms and out your hands. So really let this energy go. Nice deep breath. Hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand. Do you need to shake out your hands? You may have some energy that's stuck in your arms. Okay, good. Now, center of the head, 6th, 7th, deep breath. Hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand. Beautiful, good job. Okay. Now, the 8th above the head, the transformer for universal energy. So, 8th, deep breath. Hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand. Nice, very nice. And, of course, let that chakra come back to the size that's appropriate for this work. I want to make one correction, and it's my error. Go back to your first chakra, the base of the spine. This chakra expands down the legs, through the knees, down the calves, and out the feet. And I apologize for not saying that. So let's do that again. So deep breath, hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand that energy and really let it go all the way down so you can feel it going out your toes and your feet. Good. Okay. And then let that chakra come back to a size that's comfortable for this work. And if you need to, oh, actually, whether you feel like you do or not, bend over, put your hands parallel to the floor or touching the floor if you can. Shake out the excess energy. Come up with your eyes open. Click back on, and let's just talk for a moment about that meditation and this karmic clearing. Now, does anyone have any questions about that meditation? Okay. It feels comfortable to everyone?
Yes.
Good. Good. All right. With this karmic clearing, and I briefly talked about it when we first started class, and it's a pretty extensive clearing, and it is can be used, obviously, when you look at this, for anything and everything that might come up. Anything, any person that you feel like you have some issues with, if you have some body pain and it's not being healed or addressed, doing a karmic clearing for that particular body pain will help tremendously. No, I'm not laughing. Sorry, I'm laughing at myself. If you have a situation like you're getting ready to do a talk and you want to make sure that people can receive what you have to say and that you are clear and not nervous and things like that, this is a great one to do prior to that. So the visual for it is out, and I want you to go basically, I'm going to say this for you so you don't have to read it, but I wanted you to have it handy. So the visual, and I would like for you first to pick a person or a situation, one situation or one person that you are particularly having maybe a challenge with or a question about or a concern with, and not someone separate from you that you're concerned about them, but someone that you are in relationship with. There is something between the two of you. Okay. Now, out in front of you, with your eyes closed, because we're going to take you right into seeing with your third eye, and some of you are going to be more comfortable than others with this. Don't worry. It simply takes practice. And the reason that you close your eyes is it's much easier to focus your energy and your attention when your eyes are closed. And eventually you'll be able to do this with your eyes open or closed. It's just a good way to start. So close your eyes and see out in front of you something that looks like a computer screen or a TV screen. It'll be about 3 to 4 feet out in front of you, and it can be as big as you want it to be. You want it to be a comfortable size. Now, you've already learned about grounding, and there's a lot of things that you can ground, and this screen is one of them. So from the bottom of that screen right to the center of the earth, not through your grounding, separate from you, right to the center of the earth, put a nice gold cord. And it also has a universal channel on it. So you can see that from the top of the screen up to the center of the universe. Again, nice gold cord. Okay. This is how you basically work. You work on a palette, or in this case, a screen, so that when you work on someone else or you work on an issue, that you keep it out of your body and out of your energy field. You want to stay clear and clean, because when you are clear and clean and in neutral, then you can work on anything and anybody, the ugliest of the ugly, the worst of the worst, the meanest of the mean, and you're going to stay completely safe and completely clear, and you'll be able to see things that are pretty amazing. So that's the reason we work on a screen. It keeps it contained. It's a very manageable way to work, and it helps us focus our sight. So the next step is for you to set up your sight with the screen. And you do that with what's called a reading triangle. And the reading triangle goes from the center of your head, from your sixth chakra, and it's a gold triangle. We work in gold because gold is the color of truth. So reading triangle, bottom line of the triangle, from the center of your sixth, the center of your head, straight forward to the center of the screen. Beautiful. Now, the next line of this triangle is from that point in the center of the screen up to the center of your eighth chakra, so about 18 inches above your head. Nice. And from the center, of course, of the eighth, the last gold line goes right back down to the center of your head. What this does, it amplifies and clarifies universal information for the purpose of this thing that you are working on. Now, there's a couple of levels of protection that we're going to engage. It's for your clarity, for your comfort, for your ease. It just helps. The first one is on the bottom line of that gold triangle, about halfway between your forehead and the screen, there will be a clear rose. So that gold line goes right through the center of that clear rose. And what this does is it keeps you in your body. It keeps your sight in your head. You may have noticed that from time to time that if you're working on your computer or a kid's in front of the TV, that it's almost like they jump inside of it because they're focused so much. And when you get over-focused, you can't see anything. So this keeps you back, and it keeps you in your body and much more comfortable. Now, on the bottom two corners of your screen, there's going to be little pink sticky roses. And sticky roses, pink sticky roses, we use pink because it's a color of affinity, so there's no challenge, we're not moving into a defensive posture. We're staying in an offensive position. It just attracts, absorbs anything that might interfere with our work. So one little pink sticky rose in each bottom corner of the screen. The last protection piece is actually, again, it allows you to maintain clarity, and it's what's called a neutral button, and it's behind your third chakra. So if you can reach your arm behind you, it's basically right at the bra line or right across from the base of the sternum, and it stays out most of the time because we don't want to live in neutral or we'd be bored to tears with our life. When we're working, we want to push that in. And then when you're done working, it automatically snaps back out. And we'll talk more about that later. So energetically, just push it in. Good. Now, having picked that person or that situation, and hopefully there is a person involved in that situation, simply because for this exercise it makes it a little bit easier, put a picture of you and that person up on the screen. Now, they can be stick figures. You don't have to be a great artist here. You can, if your visualization is kind of iffy, you just do whatever. So you want to have you and that person facing each other. Don't control your sizes or anything. Just allow them to be. If anybody's having trouble with this, come back online and let me know. Right now we are in observation. I want you to just look at that and observe several things. Who's taller? Are you taller or the other person is taller? Just be aware. What's the body posture? Are you strong, shoulders back? Are you a little bit pulled in at the shoulders, maybe a little tucked at the tummy? Is your head up or down? Are you looking at the person or away from the person? Just be an observation. Nice. Okay. Now we are going to allow to light up on the screen any hooks or cords between the two of you. So just ask to see if there's any hooks or cords, or hooks and cords, either way, between the two of you. There may be none, there may be one or two, and there may be a whole bunch. Some people will look like spaghetti. Notice where the hooks and cords are. Are they straight across, heart to heart, third to third, or are they kind of crisscrossed? Maybe they're from head to head or through an armpit or around to the back. Maybe this person's trying to be sneaky and find out what you're thinking or what you're planning or what you're doing. They could be even corded into your grounding. If you've gotten frightened, you might be corded into their grounding. Also look up at the eighth chakra and see if there's something up there. That's where people will tend to cord in if they're wanting to information. Okay, great. One last piece of observation. How are your auras? Is your aura on your screen a full 20 inches around you, or is it pulled in? Are your auras crossed over or merged? Again, just ask to see. Say, I want to see what is the truth. And it will appear before you on your screen. Notice if there's any dark spots on the aura, on your aura or the other person's, or any gaps. Now, one of the things that is so wonderful about doing energy work is that you can say on an energetic level what you need to say to another person or to a situation without any concern of harm. Because in this work, being of the light and being old souls and high integrity women, you intend no harm. This is all about healing. So you're going to take a couple of minutes here and say to that person anything and everything that you want to say. Now, you may say some nice things. You may say some factual things. And there may be some emotions in there. If there are, let them rip. Cuss them up one side and down the other. Be as mean and crude as you need to be and as is right for you. And I'm going to give you just a little bit of time here. And if you're not finished when I get, when I say let's do the next step, then just beep your phone so I can hear it. Okay, so in your head, and in your heart and in your body, telepathically, just let that energy fly. Say what you need to say. If you have worries, concerns, fears, shames, blames, anger, whatever it is, let it go. Somebody's not on mute, and there's some background noise. So if you're not muted, could you do that, please? Now, any of those buttons mean that someone needs help? Okay. Okay. All right. I'm muscle checking, and it feels like everybody's ready to go to the next step. So make sure you take a deep electrical breath and allow that energy, the healing energy, to come in from the universe and from the earth and fill any holes or gaps created from letting all that negative energy go. Good for you. Okay, now just push your screen back a little bit. Just let it go back away from you, maybe another foot to 2 feet. Okay, excellent. Now, we're going to do a karmic ring. And the reason we're going to do this, it's going to clean up anything that is between you and this other person or you and this event, and also anyone else that's involved with this situation. The karma and the stuff, my highly technical word there, gets cleaned up. So the visual for this is a large gold ring, and it stands up on end. Some people see it as like a donut. And it's going to be between you and your screen. And as you take a few more deep electrical breaths, allow anything that might still be hanging on in your space to go and attach itself to that ring, because that ring's magnetic. So it may just be emotions you may see, like moss or black stringy stuff or whatever. Okay. And in the karmic clearing, it does talk about our highest healing energy, which is a golden, it's actually a golden white pink. So if you're wondering what vibrations are coming into your body, those are it's golden white pink. So take another breath, a deep electrical breath, and breathe that energy up from the mothers of the earth right through you. Let it go out and from all of your cells and your skin and your chakras out into your aura. And deep electrical breath, and allow that golden white pink to come down from the universe and again through you all the way. And know that any excess energy will actually go out through your boundaries, taking away any negativity. You want to keep this energy flowing, so just allow it to be. Now, the process of clearing is actually you're going to, in your dominant hand, your sending hand, whether you are left-handed or right-handed, in your dominant hand, and I encourage you to be very physical with this and do it physically. Move your hand, move your arm. Some people are uncomfortable with that. That's just fine. But you're alone in a safe environment. So to practice allowing your body to be engaged in this work is a very good thing. So in your dominant hand, place a pink sticky rose. And you are going to go counterclockwise. So that is to your left. And you're going to basically use that pink sticky rose to absorb and transmute, well, to absorb the stuff that's on the karmic ring. Because the karmic ring is simply a holder for the negativity. The pink sticky rose and the intention that we set and the words we use are going to clear that. If that rose gets full of gunk, just flick your fingers. It will explode, turn into gold, go off to the universe as a healing, and there will be another pink sticky rose in your hand. So here we go. So for you, with this person and with everyone involved with you in this situation and in all situations, conscious and unconscious. Okay, you're cleaning, so go counterclockwise. As fast or as slowly as you want to, you can go pretty fast. Okay. So you release with everyone involved in this situation, conscious and unconscious, known and unknown, remembered and unremembered, spoken and unspoken, past, present, parallel, and future time, pre and post planet, on and off Earth, and in all dimensions. All karma, keep breathing, all karma, all contracts, all hooks and cords, all matching pictures, all emotions, all issues, all energy, all hexes, all promises, all curses, all threats, all spells, all vows, all beliefs, all patterns, all programs, all shame, all blame, all guilt, all fear, all judgment, all resistance, all control, all competition, all responsibility, all manipulation, all suffering and all sacrifice, all illness, all dis-ease, all depression, all implants, all deception, all holograms, all denial, all attachments, all merging, and all past lives, all doubt, and all commitments. Okay, explode that rose. Put another one in your hand. This time you're going to go clockwise very quickly through all time, all space, all dimension, and all reality. Explode the rose. Aho. Let whatever's left of that gold ring drop into a big red rose. I'm going to count to three. You're going to explode it. It's going to turn into gold and take whatever's left, heal it, and use that energy wherever it's needed. So one, two, three. Explode. Excellent. Nice breath. Be in your body. Bring your screen a little bit forward. And take a look at what's left on your screen. That other person or that situation may not be there at all. It may look different to you. It may look a little friendlier. It may look a little more comfortable. You may not be on the screen. It depends on what is for the highest and best. Just be the observer. Now, you want to let the screen just drop away. There will be a picture left. You're going to put that picture in a nice big rose of color of your choice. And it will lift up from you. We'll go to the universe and let's give it a blessing. It's a very simple blessing. This and better for me every day in every way. I'm going to say that one more time. This and better for me every day in every way. And just let it go. Just let it go up to the universe. The universe is going to do its magic. It's going to work on it, heal it, help it, and return it to you in a manifested way that's for your highest and best. Beautiful. Now, deep breaths, of course, bend over, dump. Come up with your eyes open, take a minute, take a drink, and come back online, please, and let's talk about this. Here are a couple of you. Let's give everybody another minute. Okay, anybody have any questions or comments right off the bat?
This is Carrie.
I'm sorry. Say your name again.
Carrie.
Oh, yes, Carrie. What's up?
Was there two up trying to talk?
Carrie, you go first, and then we'll get the next woman, okay?
I must really have some issues with my throat chakra with this person on Clear because I was, like, choking, trying to gag the whole bit. So
okay. That
means I'm not voicing my truth. What's your take?
Okay, first of all, are you amp your healing energy coming in from the universe and the earth?
Okay.
And let it flow out your fifth chakra. And this, whatever the situation was, when I look at your throat, you are coming into some power that you have not been in. So it's very common to have physical side effects when you do a healing. And the main thing is to allow the healing energy to come in so that your throat, you know, your voice is stronger, your truth is stronger, you are more comfortable with it.
Okay,
and there, yes, yeah, truthfully, there is some past life stuff there that you were cleaning out, some pretty intense past life stuff.
That's what I was getting the feeling that it was, it felt really old, and it was like, oh my gosh. Gag,
yes.
Choke, and puke it out of there.
Sometimes. Okay. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Kim.
Who else? Who was speaking with Terry there? Who's the next person?
Nancy.
Yes, Miss Nancy.
Two questions. The one is, where exactly do we, you know, put the clear rose? I didn't understand that.
Okay. On the bottom line of the triangle, the gold triangle that you create, which is
yes.
the reading triangle, the bottom line goes from the center of your head, the center of your sixth chakra, to the center
mm-hmm.
of your screen. Okay? The clear rose is, that gold line goes right through the clear rose, and the clear rose is halfway between your head and the screen.
Okay, and the second question, mm-hmm. I didn't get what you said, that wish you made, when we release the rose to the universe.
Oh, the blessing?
Yes, the blessing.
This and better for me every day in every way.
The second word I don't get.
This and better. It means whatever you have cleaned up, you want to have this best scenario or something even better than that. I will tell you what, I will send it in an email to everyone.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, anyone else?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi. Interesting, what happened to me is that this person I was visualizing, I had a lot of negative, it consumed a lot of negative energy. So
uh-huh.
When we started exercise and you asked us to visualize, I just didn't feel any of that negative energy to even begin with. It was interesting, even though it's consumed so much of my energy to date, I couldn't feel a lot of those emotions starting the exercise.
And did anything leave during the exercise?
It did, but not as strongly as I would have hoped for.
Okay. There may be, this is what happens when we, okay, let me say this correctly. Sometimes we can be attached to our anger because our anger is a really great tool. It creates boundaries. It keeps us safe. It's a wonderful tool, and we can get attached to it. So perhaps on some level, be it conscious or unconscious, you were attached to your anger and didn't want to give it up because your anger was creating a safe place for you to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So you may decide in a few days after, because you did a nice amount of healing, a wonderful amount of healing actually, you may decide in a few days that you're ready to give up your anger completely, stand in your power, and not have to worry about this situation or this person. You may do this meditation again using this karmic ring, and maybe you don't use the screen part. You just say you and this person. You can do this karmic ring without doing the picture part. I wanted you to do the picture part tonight so that you could see the changes, how things can change when you clear karma. But you can simply do the karmic ring without doing the picture part. So in a few days, you may decide that you want to do the karmic ring again, and it may blow the rest of that anger right out. So do honor that the anger has served you well.
Okay.
Okay? That's important. Good question. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. All right. Now, I feel like I'm hanging, just leaving you out to hang here. Anybody have any concerns or questions about how you would apply that particular healing or where you might be able or not be able to use it.
Kim, this is Donna.
Yes.
I'm wondering if you can visualize yourself with yourself on the screen.
Oh, yes, honey, you can. That's a great question.
Okay, that could come in very handy.
Yes, because we can have struggles with ourselves. And you can even visualize another wonderful healing that you can do is visualize you as your female energy and you as your masculine energy, your male energy, and do a karmic release between yourself, between your male and your female, which is a very
yourself?
Powerful healing. I'm sorry, say that again.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm wondering, can you do yourself with a group?
Yes.
Okay.
When I'm going to speak, or actually when I do this in the morning, to tell you the truth, you all got a healing today, and you get one every Thursday, because when I do my morning meditation, at the end of my meditation, I do a karmic release for all of my clients, all of my students, everyone that I am going to meet with that day, my staff. I do different, and this is a good question, and I'm going to give you all this answer, is that you can, if you want to work on several things simultaneously and not be sitting there healing for 3 hours, because I'm sure you have something else to do, if nothing else, drink some coffee, you can create what's called third universes. Third universes are pink bubbles, and they're totally protected, totally safe, for you to do healing with anyone or any group of people. So what would happen is that in one pink bubble you would have you and, you know, maybe your kids, and another one you would have you and the book you're writing, and in another one you would have you and a class that you're teaching today. And you don't even have to know who's in there. You can just say this class, which is called XYZ. And you'll have those three pink bubbles, or those three third universes, and I've had as many as 10 or 12, and so you do one karmic ring, and it clears all of those different scenarios, because that's the intention. Now, we didn't used to be able to do it that way. We can now. So I like it, because any time-saving mechanism I like.
And where do you, in the visualization we just did, where would the pink bubbles be in terms of the gold triangles in the screen?
Well, instead of the screen, you're going to have these pink bubbles.
Oh, I see.
Okay, and that, I thank you for asking me to clarify that. Yes, so instead of having a screen and working on a screen, basically what happens is your screen expands and it becomes holographic so that you can work in three dimensions. Does that make sense?
The setup with the triangles and the...
You just set the triangle out there.
The same.
Yeah, everything else is the same, because, and make sure you push your neutral button, because in energy work there's no time, no space. So you can set that triangle out there, and it's going to go exactly where it needs to go. You don't have to worry about it. You've done your part. Your spirit guides are supporting you by doing their part, and you're ready to rock and roll.
All right.
Okay, good question. Thanks. Thank you for that. Anybody else need more information about that? We've actually moved into some pretty advanced healing techniques here. So if you have questions, please ask them. I don't want you to be confused.
And this is Shilpa.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering, I got lost a little bit at when you were talking about clockwise and counterclockwise. What exactly were we supposed to be doing at that point?
Excuse me. When you're cleaning off that karmic ring, you're using a pink sticky rose in your dominant hand. And the first part, and you may want to mark this in your notes, because I don't think it's marked, because this is the first time I've taught this over the phone. It's on page C24. The long part of that, when you're reading all these different things, you go counterclockwise. So to your left, around that karmic ring. And basically what will start to happen is that karmic ring will start to dissolve. and it will basically transmute. That very last sentence, through all time, space, dimension, and reality, you go clockwise. That everything else is counterclockwise. Does that help?
I'm sorry. Thank you.
No, go ahead, Shilpa. What else?
Meaning when you go counterclockwise or clockwise, you're visualizing exactly what going clockwise or counterclockwise. Or you're just
are you right-handed?
Yes, I'm right-handed.
Okay. Your right hand, you're going to visualize that you're holding on to the back of a pink, big, fat, juicy, pink, sticky rose.
Got it.
And your hand is literally moving counterclockwise in a circular fashion.
On that gold ring?
Yes.
Oh, got it. Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Kim, this is Donna.
Yes.
I noticed that 3/4 of the way through, you had us visualize another pink rose. Is 2 an important number, or can we get another rose as they fill up?
Oh, you absolutely can use one for each word if you want to, if you've got a lot of karma going on.
Okay.
It's just that the clockwise thing, and this, to be really honest, this meditation came directly from Spirit. I didn't learn this from anyone. They sat me down and said, you need a way to clean up karma really fast. I went, great. And, excuse me, I got to breathe here. Okay. And they have added words and phrases to this meditation, to this healing over the last, I would say, I probably started doing this 10 years ago. And sometimes you will have a lot of stuff and you go very slowly and you use a lot of roses. And the clockwise at the end is because it's actually like setting into motion the final healing. Does that make sense? Now, the other thing I want you all to be aware of, because this is a technique, I probably say this healing at least for every client and for myself twice during the day. So I do this in my morning meditation, and lots of times if I have a very busy day, this is the last thing I do before I go to sleep. Not the picture part, but just simply the karmic ring, and all I say is, for me, with everyone that I am in relationship with in all situations, just like it says there. And I clean out right before I go to sleep so that I am not working in my dream time. It releases worry. It releases all that stuff. So you are not processing through your dream time the stuff that didn't get processed during the day. And therefore, at night, you get to sleep better, you know, have better dreams, get regenerated and rejuvenated. It's a great way to clean out right before you go to bed, especially if you don't have time to do a goddess walk in the evening or whatever else might be going on in your life. As your vision gets more focused and clearer, one of the fun things that you will begin to do with this clearing, let's say that you're doing this clearing for yourself, and you're doing a general clearing. It's not focused on anything in particular. And you're doing the karmic ring, and you're just watching what energy shifts and changes and pops and clears and whatever. And you set the intention that you want Spirit to show you what's important. You'll begin to see past life pictures. You'll begin to your body might twitch a little bit. My signal with Spirit when I need to pay attention to something or I'm right on the money or something's really, really, really important is I'll get goosebumps up my left arm. Sometimes you'll get that happens to be my signal that I set up with Spirit. So you will begin to see things or feel things or know things and go, oh, that's interesting. That's what I'm working on. Oh, that's interesting. That's why I've been weepy all morning. So do know, even though it sounds like this horribly long thing and why would we have to say this every day, some things will be more important on certain days than others. particularly if you're working, say, on a client or on a situation at work or on your children, you go, oh, that's why my son's doing this. He's working on an old promise that he made that's been messing with him, so he's uncomfortable. Oh, that's what's going on. There's hooks and cords in his space. So you'll begin to see, like I said, through some of your senses, whichever ones are available and the right ones to, that you are comfortable with, your guides will start feeding you information. Does that all make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Kim, this is Shilpa.
Yes.
Hi, sorry. I just had another question. When you were talking, I was just thinking, you had asked us to visualize a person.
Uh-huh.
Does this work with, like, for example, my book and the anxiety?
Oh, honey, yes. I say that because I was working on my book this morning. I just put a picture of the book.
Oh, picture of the book. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't have a picture of the book. I just have words.
Okay, but you can see a bound book. You don't even, and you kind of, you have a working title, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the final artistic drawing or picture on the outside of the book. You have a working title and you have a book. Now, what will happen is it's not only about the book, it's everyone involved, the promoter, the agent, the bookstores, the radio stations, the blah, 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 blah. So know that you can use that one symbol.
Okay.
And it will, and you're actually clearing everything and everyone involved with that.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Sure. That's a really good point. You can do it for papers. You can do it for presentations. You can use it for projects. I actually have been using it on my taxes because I'm a little bit behind in getting my taxes done because it hasn't been a high priority for me in the last couple of years. And so I wanted to make sure that I didn't anger the IRS. So I just put up there 2005, 2006 taxes and cleaned off all of that energy so that I didn't feel guilty, because feeling guilty will draw attention. So that I have enough time to finish my taxes and get everything.
Hello?
I'm sorry, that's someone that doesn't realize I'm, it's just a phone ring, just, we'll ignore it. So you can use it for anything that you want.
Great, thank you.
You're very welcome. You can use it with any person that you are in relationship with. Now here's where it gets tricky. If your children are under the age of 13, you can use this for them specifically. Let's say your daughter. Now, my daughters are 18 and 23. I can't do a karmic clearing for them unless they call me specifically and ask me to do it because they are adults. Anyone over the age of 13 is considered an adult. Now, there are exceptions to those rules. For instance, let's say that your son... I'm going to pick on my son here, that your son is 17 and you really want to help him and you know he's not open to this kind of energy work. What you say to Spirit is you say, is it appropriate for me to do this healing for him? If you get a yes, then do it. If you get a no, listen to that no and don't do it. Now, I'll tell you another example of that. I work with a lot of people that are getting ready to die, a lot of people that are in transition. And hang on. And sometimes people, it's appropriate to help them so that they have more comfort and they can go more peacefully. And sometimes, and I've seen this happen way too many times, if I do a karmic clearing and clear the energy for them, they will actually hang on longer. And that's not necessarily appropriate. So it's, again, you check with Spirit and say, is this an appropriate healing for me to do? That way you're not picking up karma. You're not getting yourself in trouble. Does that all make sense to everybody?
Kim, I have one question. This is Ronnie.
Yes, Ronnie.
for the karmic clearing, you did mention that we should be grounded first. So
yes, ma'am.
Before we do this, even before going to bed, should we have meditated that day?
Well, ideally.
Okay.
And sometimes we don't because it's Sunday and we're watching football. So I'll just do a quick, and as you get used to this, meditation gets really fast.
Okay.
And I like to do slow meditations, but I also like to do fast meditations. So I'm laying in bed. It's like, okay, I want to do this karmic clearing, so let's expand my aura, ground myself, connect to the universe, put up my protection. And that fast, I'm done, and I'm doing the karmic clearing.
Good. Okay.
Okay? So it can be very quick. And one of the reasons I want you to practice doing things quickly is so that if you get busy in the morning and you're driving to the office and you went, oh, my God, I didn't have time to meditate, and la, 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 you can go, okay, I can do this with my eyes open in the car in less than 5 minutes, so that you're not missing out on the opportunity to have a better day, to have a happier day, to have less hassle in your day. It doesn't have to be perfect every time. I think I should write a book called Meditation on the Fly. Does that help a little bit?
Yes, it does. Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome. Did anyone else have a question?
Kim, it's Darcy.
Yes, Miss Darcy.
I'm sorry, and this is going to sound really silly. Ever since we came out of meditation, mm-hmm. I have hurt myself 4 times. Like, I hit my head on the coffee table coming up. I stubbed my toe. I just pinched my finger. Did I do something wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong. Let me see what happened to you. Okay. Darcy, this is going to, again, just trust me on this one. If you can stand up, can you stand up?
I'm standing.
Okay. Stomp your feet for me, please. And take a deep breath. Does that feel better?
Yes.
Okay. You were just about a half an inch out of your body, so you weren't quite aligned, and it throws your perception off. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I'm out of my body most of the time.
Well, no. Just we're all out of our body sometimes, especially before coffee. But if you kind of get ditzy or you do something like that, and I'm saying this to everyone, there's a lot of ways for you to get grounded, but if you need to get grounded really fast, you can either A, eat chocolate, my favorite, or B, eat meat, my second favorite, or C, stomp your feet, and it will pull you right back into your body. So just to let you know that. Okay, that should be better. You were just a little bit out of alignment there. Okay. Mhm. Someone else behind you, Darcy. Who was behind Darcy with a question?
Yeah, Kim. This is Donna.
Yes.
The one at bedtime is. I want to make sure I have that clear. What you do is you clear karma with anyone you interacted with during that day.
It's exactly what this full clearing says. It says I would say I, Kim, release from everyone I am in relationship with.
Okay.
Because you are in relationship with people or spirits that you don't even know you're in relationship with.
And
does that make sense?
It does, but do you use the same screen technique and put everybody on the screen?
You just do the karmic clearing. That's all
okay.
you have to do. Just the gold ring. Yeah, you don't have
–
the picture's more when you're really wanting to understand the dynamics of something, or you're wanting to see where you're getting stuck, or you're wanting to do a more kind of aware type of the details type of healing. Mm-hmm. So that's when you're going to use your screen. To do a karmic clearing, you can just do that quick and easy.
Got it. Thank you.
That's a good point. Thank you. All right, there's one other thing in this karmic clearing that we touched on, and I really want to emphasize since it's here, is that our highest healing energy is a golden white pink. It's a wonderful, wonderful energy. Sometimes it'll have a little more gold, sometimes a little more white, sometimes a little more pink. It comes in from the earth and from the universe. So when you sit down to meditate, if you need to put a sticky note on the table or something so that you remember to that after you do your clean out, that these are the energies you're going to be running while you're doing any sort of visual meditations or healings. It's a yummy, yummy energy. Or if your body's hurting you, it's a wonderful energy to run. Okay? So I just wanted to emphasize that because it is, again, it's a piece that Spirit brought me directly. I hadn't worked with it when I was in school, and it's really powerful. So it's the gold is the truth. The white is really a band, the highest band of energy that has all the healing vibrations in it. And pink is love. So you're bringing those primary energies into your body. Okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Okay. Sonal, do you have your notes with you from your values?
I do.
You did not get to share with us, and Nancy, you did not too, so I would like for, if you have yours handy. We'll have Sonal go first, and then Nancy, I want to hear from you. Just, I think what we did was, or what we're going to do tonight, who cares what we did last week, one value that is you. That I want you to share with us and kind of your sentence describing it.
One value that I'll share today is trust. And
say that again.
Trust. And the way that I describe it, again, this is a work in progress, is trust in myself, belief, confidence, and instinct.
Nice. And I actually have your values here in front of me, so let me pull that up. Anybody have a comment about that?
Kim, this is Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Could we repeat that once so that I could hear that more clearly?
Yes, please. Sonal?
Oh, I'm sorry. My value was trust, and I said trust in myself, belief, confidence, and instinct.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Okay, the only comment that I have about that, and I sent this to you, and I'm sorry, I'll send this email out again, is that when you repeat the word that you're defining in the definition, and let me see what I wrote for you here on that, what we're wanting to do is get it so that it vibrates with you, that it resonates with you. So to repeat that word's a little bit tricky. So I'm just going to read you, and then I'll send it to you. I'm going to read everyone how I changed that. And it said, trust, knowing I am in alignment with the highest and best through my experience, intuition, and knowledge. How does that feel?
Can you repeat that? Okay.
Okay, Sonal, you're breaking up a little bit. Say that again.
Can you repeat what you just said once more?
Yes. No. Okay, trust. Knowing I am in alignment with my highest and best through my experience, intuition, and knowledge. Comment, Sonal?
You know, I think I need to sit with it a little bit.
Okay, good.
I need to sit with that one.
Okay, and it'll be easier when I send this email off to you again. Hopefully you'll get it. So if you don't get it by tomorrow, please do call me so that we can figure this out, okay?
I will, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Nancy, could you read us one of your values and your definition of that value?
Okay. Divinity, to connect directly with the source, to become a co-creator and responsible for what I manifest.
Nice. Anybody have questions or comments about that?
Instead of becoming, say I am.
Perfect. So did you get that, Nancy? It's about bringing it into present time. So you're owning it in a more powerful way.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good. All right. Anybody have any other questions or comments about your values? I want to thank, first of all, I want to thank you to those who sent them to me and shared them with me and allowed me to comment on them. It was very exciting to see your values, and it's amazing how many of the values that we in this group share. So it didn't surprise me at all. It was just a wonderful thing to see. So any of you have any questions about languaging that we didn't cover? Okay. We have next week off, which is November the 1st, which is Samhain, which is New Year's for the goddess traditions. It's actually one of my high holy days. So I wish for all of you to have a joyful celebration, whether it's, you know, a wonderful meal or a glass of wine with a friend or a good night's sleep, to have a really wonderful week next week. Today is full moon in Taurus, and it's quite, as I said, she's quite beautiful, and she's also quite powerful. And there is a free easing that is a lunar easing that talks about all the lunar changes. And since you're all women, it's nice to have to understand kind of that lunar cycle and what's going on. So if, unless you email me and tell me you don't want to receive it, I will forward it to you, and then you can sign up for it if you choose to. But I normally forward this to everyone in my classes so that you can get an idea of this wonderful, just free thing that comes to you a couple of times a month, right before new moon and right before full moon. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to do one more meditation. And before I start talking about that, I want just to check in with all of you and see if there's any final questions, comments, concerns, needs that you wanted to speak of.
Kim, this is Shilpa.
Yes.
Hi. I just had two questions. One is if you could just concretize what our homework is for the next 2 weeks, and also you had mentioned mini sessions. Is that something that's going to happen in the next 2 weeks? Those are my two questions.
Thank you for bringing that up. I will talk about homework. Let's talk about the mini sessions first. I was going to be teaching a workshop on Saturday, which Spirit has decided I'm not going to be teaching, which is the 3rd. We're talking about November 3rd. I can do a Saturday morning group if any of you would like to do that. And we are going to do a Saturday morning muscle checking or kinesiology workshop. It'll be, that part will be probably about a half an hour, and then I was going to do some sessions on that day too. So if you would email me and let me know if you're available either one of those days, and I will get all of that organized and get it right back out to you.
Sorry, what were the 2 days? November 3rd and what else?
November 10th.
November 10th. Great. Thank you.
Yes. And the homework is, we're going to, the homework is that the next step in the process is to take your values, if you are very comfortable with them and the language with them, the language of them, and let's just go into this. And it is on page, 115. So you have chosen your values, written the definitions of the values, you've sat with them, tested them, you've owned them, hopefully you have spoken them out loud, not only, and shared them not only with me, but with someone that you trust and possibly your partner, perhaps this week. And of course, the big part is celebration. This is such a shift when you stand with something and you own the power of, at this point, it's your values, it is time to celebrate. As women, we don't tend to celebrate often enough or big enough, so I encourage you to do something very special for yourself in the next couple of weeks. The next part of this is part 2, defining spirituality. And it is looking at your values, and you can, I'm not going to read this all to you because you can read, but it is looking at your values, taking your values, and begin to write your own definition of spirituality. So remember, in your definition, you are not going to use the word spirituality. You're going to find some other word, some other language for it. And again, as you're playing with these words, it's not just feeling them or hearing them in your head. It's literally putting your hands over your heart and saying them out loud and feeling them resonate in your heart and hopefully resonate in every chakra. So one of the things that we're going to want to look at on the 8th, I think it is, yes, on the 8th, is if there's any place that you can't feel either your definition of your values, if you can't feel your values in your body, and if you can't feel your definition of spirituality in any of your chakras or in your body. There may be some stuck energy. We'll do a meditation on that. Whatever that might be. Okie dokie.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thanks for asking. Okay, any other questions? All right. I'm going to talk about karma very briefly, and then we're going to do a meditation. And it's basically we're going to send some healing to Dawn because she could not join us tonight. And it's also sending healing to each other and to ourselves. The trick with this is that when you send healing, when you offer healing to someone else directly from you, from your heart, and I'm going to tell you something that doesn't match most spiritual practices, so just bear with me here. What can happen, and trust me, I learned this the hard way, what can happen is that energy can bounce back and really smack the crap out of you. So let's say that I wanted to send healing to Dawn, and she didn't want that healing, or she didn't like that vibration. Not consciously, not intentionally, but that energy could bounce back and bring me harm. Or if you, let's say that you were angry with someone, we're going to pick on my mother now. I'd say that I got really compassionate one day and I decided to send healing to my mother. And my mother's on the dark side. She could use that love energy that I am sending to her from my heart, fill it up with darkness, and send it back to me. I'm not saying this to scare you. I want you to understand how this works. I learned this with my children because I was sending them healing energy directly from my heart to their heart because I wanted them to know it was coming from me and that I loved them and I supported them and I wasn't abandoning them even though I wasn't being allowed to speak with them. I'm their stepmother. And it almost took me down. What Spirit came in at that point and said to me was, let us help you. So when we send healing to our clients, and we're not sending it, we're offering it. When we offer healing to our clients, our children, our partners, our friends, we send it through Spirit. So basically what you're saying to Spirit is, bless this person, send them love from me, from the earth, from the universe, so that they may receive it and utilize it to their highest and best. When you do that, it opens up all kinds of possibilities that as a human being, as a soul in these third-dimensional bodies, we might not even think of. It really expands that blessing, and it allows people to receive as much of it as they can or they want to without them feeling like somebody's invading their space or forcing something on them. Does that all make sense to everyone, or do you have any questions about that? Oh, you're so easy tonight. Okay. Now, normally I do this healing at the end of class, and we're all standing in a circle and we're holding hands. So you can visualize that we're all standing in a circle and holding hands. And you are going to do this with the breath. So our intention is with Spirit to send the healing to each person in this circle. So really quickly, just take a deep electrical breath, check your grounding. Deep electrical breath, check your universal connection. Nice. Come back. Now, if you want to know what to do with your hands at this point, you would leave your hands open, faced up, so that you are the energy is flowing through you and out you. Okay. So deep breaths. And with the intention that we are sending this love and healing energy with the support and through the universe to each member, we're going to do this all one at a time, to each member of this circle, for each woman to receive this healing as she chooses and to utilize the energy as she chooses. Okay, deep breath. Let's send love and light to Dawn. And you can certainly see it going to her. You can say something to her like, I send you this love and light, or I love you, or may you be feel better tomorrow, however you want to do that. Okay, let's do it one more time since I talked in the middle of that. Deep breath. Sending love and light to Dawn. And deep breath. Sending love and light to Darcy. And deep breath, sending love and light to Dale. And when I say love and light, it does include healing energy. So use in your own words, in your head, in your body, in your soul, use the words that you are comfortable with. If you have a special blessing that you say from a meditation or a practice that you do, of course use that, because it is the intention of love. So send it however you are comfortable with. Okay, deep breath. Love and light to Courtney. Deep breath. Love and light to Carol. Deep breath. Love and light to Bonnie. Deep breath, love and light to Terry. Deep breath, love and light to Sonal. Deep breath, love and light to Shilpa. Deep breath, love and light to Ronnie. Deep breath, love and light to Nancy. Deep breath, love and light to Donna. Deep breath, love and light to Kim. Very good, and very beautiful, and very sweet. So know that, again, when you send healing, you can, even if you are angry with someone and you're not ready to bless them and release them, you can turn to Spirit and say, Spirit, send love and light, blessing, healing, and release to this person. I'm not ready yet. So it keeps you clear in your process, and it also allows you to be appropriate and do what you want in the world. So with all of that, to all of you, I say namaste and happy new year and have fun, and I will get an email off to you in the next couple of days. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Kim.
Bye.